Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It's that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
We're joined in the studio by Flavor Farouk. Say hello, sir.
Hello, everyone.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Yeah? Been first time on radio, is it?
Been in radio a few times.
Right. A little quiet.
But he's so shy.
I'm a little bit freaked out. It's like,
what?
I didn't know what
you're
to expect.
You're freaked out because of Gloomy Richard?
I guess so.
Gloomy Richard, is it? Okay, so clearly we're going to be here talking about Dota 2 and gamecasting and esports and one thing or another, which obviously you're heavily involved in right now. How did you get into it?
I got into it back in 2013. I was a kid which doesn't know what he's doing, all right?
Dude, it's 3 years ago. You can't say I was a kid who doesn't know what he's doing. It's 3 years ago.
Basically, in
how young
industry,
are you?
I just started playing around 2 years at that time. Mm-hmm. All right, so I didn't know what I was doing. I wasn't really like that good into the game. So I thought there was different ways I could contribute to the gaming community.
So we're talking about Dota 2 right now. Yeah. This is the game you were playing.
At that time, it was Dota 1.
Okay.
And it was that time where it was slowly transitioning into Dota 1 and Dota 2, where Dota 2 was just released and everything else like that.
Right.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, so to school somebody who doesn't know too much, what's the difference between Dota 1 and Dota 2? What's the major differences?
Educators.
Dota 2 looks a lot more amazing than Dota 1. That's all I can say, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, it has a better engine, I would say. And things are a lot more simplified. There's a few things that Dota 2 has in comparison to Dota 1 makes the game much better than before.
Right. For spectators or for players or for both?
Both. Right. For everyone as well. Makes things easier for you. Like before this, you have to use a third-party application just to do things in the game for Dota 1.
Like so what?
Go ahead.
My question.
Okay.
Like what? You're saying you had to have a third-party plugin or whatever.
Yeah, plugin like that. Usually, like, if you want to set up, like, hotkeys.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so you need to set up a third party. Sometimes, like, if you don't know how to set it up in Dota 1, you just have to use those things.
Makes things
a lot easier as well.
So that's kind of like when World of Warcraft first started out, and you wanted to kind of adjust how your screen looked, and you wanted your hotkeys, you had to... Yeah. Okay. What was your question?
I've forgotten.
Oh.
I've forgotten.
Come on, get with the program. Get with the program.
Did Richard disturb you?
No, it's just so gloomy.
It's so gloomy, just makes me forget.
Remember what I said at the beginning of the show? All I have to do is push one button and you're off. Gone. Quiet. Silent.
You want that?
No.
You want that?
Wait. Okay, anyway. So, you have spent an awful lot of time in Dota, playing Dota as well, kind of getting underneath the nitty-gritty of things, right?
Yeah.
Why are you not playing for one of these teams then that make an awful lot of money right now?
No. Well, if I had the skills like any of these players, I would actually pull that off. But I think I know my limits, so I don't think I would actually venture through there. From time to time, some people do invite me, hey, why don't you become like a stand-in for my team doing true competitions? I don't mind it, but if I don't have time for it, I couldn't. But most of the time, I would just say, I'm sorry. It is better if you find a better player to actually play on behalf.
Okay, I have got my question. I remember my question.
Go on.
So you mentioned earlier that you don't have the skills in Dota and all, but you are a caster. Mm-hmm. So how well do you need to know it? Because you need to play the game in order to understand, and in order to cast for something. So how does it work then?
This is a time where, because if you want the knowledge, you need to play the game as well. But
that's
just because
right.
I'm not part of competitive does not mean I do not play as well. You play casually, play pub games. You can play, I don't call it competitive, but you can play ranked games just to see how things go from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just about that. When you want to study about the game, it's not just about playing, but you need to take your time to actually study the metas. You need to study the game. You need to read about the game as well, the abilities, the cooldowns, and all those things in the game. There's very in-detail things.
So how long does it take? I assume this is like a course. This is like a degree or something. So how long does it take for you to understand the whole entire game?
If you were to ask me, like, hey, is Dota an easy game? I would say, no, it's a really tough game. I would say it will take you some time for you to actually get the hang of it.
And when you say some time, meaning?
We're talking about at least a minimum a year.
A year?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That year. Probably more. probably more. Like if you ask any caster, they would say, no, Dota is not an easy game. If but somebody this, told you it was mm-hmm. an easy game, that's a lie.
But we're talking about full-time Dota, right? Full-time playing Dota and understanding the game and all.
Understanding. But this doesn't apply to everyone. Some people are born a genius. Like, they can pick up the game in 2 months and actually be super awesome just because they have the skills, they have the brains. Yeah.
But I remember when we interviewed Winter back then, and he said that it's also due to the age as well. Mm-hmm. So as you grow older, you tend your skills and your reflex tend to be slower. Mm-hmm. So you got to start early.
Yeah.
Am I right?
I'm guessing like for me, since like I don't know. Sometimes you say that when you're young, you have good reflexes and everything like that. When you're getting older, you get slowed down or something like that. But so you're assuming there's a peak season where you're at your best. Mm-hmm. But nowadays, if you see the biggest Dota tournament in the world, right, the winners varies. It's not just because you're young doesn't mean that you score up first place. You see teams like EG, Fnatic and all the same. They comprise of people from different age groups. Some of them below 20, some of them above 20. Some of them are old, like Fear in Team EG as well. And he's still in a professional scene.
And how old is he?
He's like 30, if I'm not mistaken.
He just called somebody who's 30
old. I know. What are you there? Your grandpa.
Yeah, I'm a grandpa, clearly.
That's considered somewhere the oldest is in. Yeah.
All right. I'll let you off. I want to play with you. Yeah. Right, we'll come back in a minute. We'll get more in depth. We don't quite have a year to talk about Dota 2, but we do have about 45 minutes.
We have a giveaway tonight.
We do, yes.
We're giving away 2 single patty sets, all thanks to our friends at My Burger Lab. Now, the question is, there's a Pokemon hidden inside My Burger Lab menu. What's that Pokemon? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what you deserve to win.
We'll be right back after these messages. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
This is...
I am Flavor right here.
Right.
Flavor.
So
What's your flavor? I'm sorry.
What is wrong with you today, right?
I get that a lot. I understand. Yeah.
Tell me what's your flavor.
So
Dota.
Then, can we go back to Dota, please?
Okay.
If you want karaoke, that's an entirely different show.
No, let's go. Let's bring your mom.
Oh, gosh, no. Right. So we've been talking about how if you want to get really skilled at it and you have to be really involved in it, you're talking for some people... it could take up to a year. If you're really, really talented, much less than that, right? Who here in Malaysia do you think then is what you would say a natural talent at Dota?
Wow, natural talent.
Yeah.
I really can't tell because I personally don't know these professional players we have in the country, but how well they picked up. But I think most of them, what I see is that hard work actually could get you to places in esports.
So when you talk about hard work, we're talking about 24/7 seated right in front.
Yeah, you don't expect it to be 24/7. You need some sleep time as well.
What's sleep? What's that? What?
We'll tell you about it later on.
Let's have a conversation about that later. Yeah,
yeah, but you need to spend a considerable amount of time to practice. Not just practice. Sometimes you think that, hey, just playing is enough. I have a lot of experience. I've played countless hours and everything. But sometimes you need to take a step back, just sit down and discuss with some of your friends, some of your teammates about... like what you did wrong, what you did right, and do a postmortem after matches, discuss about a few things.
Wow.
Do some read-ups on the
tactics, map knowledge.
Yeah, map knowledge and something like that. Yeah. Sometimes you have to go through replays and again, like, hey, you messed up here, what you should have done is this.
Is there like a Dota mentor?
Coaches.
That's a good idea. There are coaches then.
Yeah, coaches right here.
Right.
Like, Not many, but then if you can afford a coach, yeah.
Oh, you got to pay. Yeah, how much does it cost?
Of course you've got to pay for a coach.
I myself not a coach. Like Winter, before this, he was actually coaching, if you do not know, after Alliance actually won the international. Mm-hmm. The year after, the Alliance actually decided, hey, we'll take Winter as our coach for some period of time to prepare us for the international right there.
Okay, well, let's talk money then, because right now...
Don't we all love that term?
Dota, as we know, it seems to be the current flavor of esports right now. It's making an awful lot of money, even here in Malaysia as well.
Yeah.
You know, how much money is involved in the sport right now, do you think?
We're talking about millions every year.
Right.
Every year. Since the start of the international one. So it's already started off at 1,000 USD. All right. And every year it increases more and more. Now it reaches up to 8 digits as well. It's more than 10 million right now.
Where does that money come from?
That is, some of it contributed by the unit from Valve. And The other portion is actually contributed by the community themselves when they purchase the compendiums, the items from the Steam market.
Right. I mean, this is something that we had a brief chat with you outside, is about these particular items that, you know, people are paying for.
Oh, yeah.
And this can range from things that, like, cost 10 ringgit all the way up to, like, what, 1,000 ringgit, 2,000 ringgit?
We're talking about costumes.
Like,
and
costumes and items and...
Yeah. So, those are very pricey items.
Right.
Yeah, if you have the money, like, usually people invest... in the game. Like,
how
some
do you
people
invest in the game?
He's gonna explain, be quiet.
Some people they don't play at all. Some of these people don't play at all. What they do is that they invest in the game. For example, if you purchase items from the international one, for an example, the price during the international one, for example, for an item, it costs around 100 ringgit.
Right.
And right now in the market it's around 500, 600.
I mean, I remember a few years ago, a period when World of Warcraft was big, and we all know about the kind of Chinese gold miners.
Yeah.
Right? If you don't know what this is, essentially there was a whole bunch of people over in China who had installed a piece of software that essentially would mine virtual gold in this world, and then they would sell that online for real money. So people would buy the virtual gold for real money.
Yep.
Right?
Wow.
And they made a lot of money doing this. Is there anything like that in Dota? Anything like that that happens? Anything like that?
I mean, those things are... It comes in the form of items right there. Mm. Other than selling off items, some people, they sell off their IDs. For example, some
so IDs, if you get to like level 70 or something, or whatever level it is.
Yeah,
you know?
It's not... I think based on IDs, it's different. Like, if you get like a high rank MMR, it's your ranking in the game, for example. Mm. If you're rank 8,000 or 9,000, if you sell off those things, it's going to be super expensive because it's not easy to actually reach up to that amount in terms of rank.
Mm. Mm.
So you can sell off like, I don't know, 5,000, 10,000. And if you are a legit, like, if you're a professional player where you're well known, you can sell it off to 100,000 if you can. For example, assuming Puppy from, you know, from Team Secret were to actually sell off his account, it's like, this is like legit, this guy selling off his account. People willing to buy it for 100k.
Just because of it, it's his name attached to it?
It's his name attached to it. It's like an account where, like it's him.
Right.
You get it?
Yeah. Right.
I remember we were talking earlier about, talking about money again. And if, for Dota, you can have designers, so costume designers.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make money out from it.
Yeah.
How does it work? This is like real life. Like, you're designing something for someone.
Yeah. One of the questions is, like, people are wondering, like, where do these designs for items comes from? It comes out close to once every 1 month, 2 months.
Is that like a collection for winter, autumn?
Yeah, that's kind of like a collection
2016,
to it.
2017.
Usually there's a theme to it. Like, there's a theme to it as well. Sometimes, like for example, the current one is actually the Fall Battle Pass. It actually just came out. All right, so when you get it, you will realize that it provides you with set items for different heroes.
Mm.
But you realize the designs kind of has a theme to it. Mm. Something looks very robotic or something like that. All right, so to try to pick up some of the designs provided by the community, it may be myself, you, or anyone else inside this room. Just contribute to Valve. Valve decides, hey, I think this is a good design.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to sell it off or put it part of a compendium or something like that. So people purchase it. They have a chance to actually get the item.
So let's say I have a design.
Yeah.
Okay, I can sketch. I can do 3D. So where do I submit the design to?
You need to check out the Dota 2 workshop, and then you submit it there, right there. You need to open up the Dota 2. You can submit your work right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not going to be easy though, because all the designs are made public so that everyone can actually see it. So you would just see how this amazing designer has actually designed this stuff.
Right.
So you just check how well your design is compared to other people as well. Sometimes your design might not be that good. You might sketch it out real well, but the end product's not that awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So what they would suggest is that, hey, probably an artist could actually help you sharpen off the edges and make it better, something like that.
Interesting.
So it comes to collaboration and everything like that.
And they make money from there.
Yes, they make money.
Well, let's do that, Richard.
You see, I already knew she'd got a business plan coming up in her head.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're Chinese.
Let's move away from the fashion design of Dota just for a second and go back to the casting side of stuff. Okay, so you've traveled quite extensively with this, right?
Yeah.
Right. How exciting is it, and what are the crowds like in the places that you go to?
The crowds are always amazing for esports, right? Enthusiasm, the hype, and everything like that. It's amazing. You can't just experience it just by sitting at home and watching Twitch TV or anything like that. I know you can hear the crowd, but then you need to be there and experience it for yourselves.
Right.
Right. All these amazing things, experience, you actually happen during the event. It's not just just watching the game, but experiencing it frontal, meeting your favorite international team as well, getting to meet international talents and much more.
Right. I mean, because this is, I mean, I've tried to explain this to, let's say, people of a different generation, right, who will go and watch football and they'll watch basketball and whatever. And, you know, there's physical interaction happening with an object.
Yes.
And so when you try to explain to somebody that these people are playing a game, it's a digital game, you know, and we are watching these people play in a virtual world almost.
Yes.
That, for some people, doesn't sink in. You know, they don't see it as a real sport, right? But, and we know that. That's why it's become this name of esports, right?
Yes.
How do you explain this to people, though? I mean, when you've got, let's say, for example, you're trying to explain to your parents or your grandparents about why this is so big. How do you explain to them? You know, where do you start?
Let's go with saying that it doesn't go through, like, if people perceive that, hey, it doesn't work, it's very hard to convince them as well because they already had the mindset and everything. And I understand because if I place myself not playing any video games and I wasn't involved in esports, I wouldn't have believed any of this too.
Yeah.
Unless I have experience, prior experience or actually understand what's going on, right? When you saw people like this, it's like they don't understand the hardships and things that these people go through to be part of esports. Not all games in the world are part of esports, right? A game, at the end of the day, all video games are video games, but not all video games are part of electronic sport, which is a professional level of video gaming.
Right.
And you can, for example, Mario. Mario is not.
Right,
sports or something like that.
Although Mario Kart should be.
Mario
Kart.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do we know about the ESL next year? Do we know which teams are coming over or anything like that?
It is still a secret. We're still waiting for an announcement.
Do you know anything, is what I'm asking?
I mean, no, sadly, no. I wish.
Right.
I wish. I'm still waiting for the announcements as well.
Okay.
But be very, very excited for it.
All right. Yeah. Okay. This has been really, really interesting. And the thing is that, you know, we could probably talk about this for another hour. You know, could be talking about your fashion design.
Not just fashion, about, you know, other stuff as well. Mm-hmm. You know, when it comes to Dota, I'm sure there's a lot of, like, tools, your weapons, you know, maybe building a house or something.
Building a house?
I don't know. I don't play Dota.
I never heard that before. But, okay.
But yeah, you never know.
That's in something Dota 3. It's coming.
Something can be invented.
Building houses.
All right. We've got to take a very short break, of course. We will be back with Flavor after everything we talk about. But we've got a giveaway for you. 016-201-9000.
We're giving away 2 single patty sets. All thanks to our friends at My Burger Lab. And the question is, now there's a Pokemon hidden inside My Burger Lab menu. Who's that Pokemon? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win.
We'll be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It's that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
In the studio with?
And I'm Flavor right here.
He's with us all the way through until 10 p.m. this evening. Don't go anywhere, folks. If you want to take part in our giveaway tonight, 016-201-9000. We are giving away food.
We're giving away food. That's right. All thanks to our friends at My Burger Lab. Now the question is, there's a Pokemon hidden inside the My Burger Lab menu. What's that Pokemon? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Do tell us why you deserve to win.
Okay, so we're going to move straight on to news from page 2, and it sounds a little bit like this.
Extra, extra, beat all the fire!
What's all the shouting?
Go on then.
All right, I'll ask you guys. So when it comes to the word needy.
Yes.
Okay, what comes to mind?
Which kind of needy first?
Okay, maybe I would say less fortunate people.
Okay.
The kind of needy.
People who need food, who need clothes, who need shelter. That's about it.
All right. So this is a story. This is in Shanghai, China. They actually set up a... you know how in Malaysia we have this called the kitchen...
Soup kitchens, right?
Yeah, yeah. So they have it in Shanghai as well. But this time, it's a standalone store whereby they have refrigerators and also like... they have food, literally. They're all packed nicely inside the shop itself. So it opens at 8 a.m. in the morning and... When people want to get food, needy people, it kind of attracts. This is for needy people, right? They need to sign up a form, okay, in order to get food. Yes, everyone did. But when the doors open at 8 a.m., needy and less needy people they all rushed into the shop, took everything off the shelf and the refrigerators. Everything was wiped off within an hour. So when it comes to you set up something, you set up a store, a shop for needy people, and everything is free. Mm. So when it comes to free stuff, everybody would definitely want it, right?
Right.
You don't have to pay a single thing.
Right.
Whether you're needy or not, you'll still get it. We'll still take it. So this is a problem. How would you define needy people? When you want to open something like that, how would you define needy?
This is not just needy. This is greed.
It is greed.
Right?
It's definitely greed.
You know, I mean, if you go down to a soup kitchen or if you've ever worked at a soup kitchen, you know these people are literally at rock bottom. They have no money. They have no income. They have no way of... Most of them have no way of getting food.
The soup kitchen is targeted and it's like a food truck, right?
Yeah, well,
and a van or something.
Yeah, yeah.
It's... They will go to them.
Yeah.
So these people go to the needy people at Chow Kit area and other places, you know, and people will line up for the food and all. Yeah, these people in China, they do line up. But when the doors open, the thing is, when you fill up the form, what is written in the form? Do they check how needy you are before you get to go in?
Right. Yeah, well, not just that, but I mean, if you look at what a soup kitchen actually looks like, if it's one on the street, if you look at what they are, you know, they tend to be kind of with whatever they can. It's kind of thrown together. You've got a few benches and a big pot and one thing or another.
Yeah.
If you start adding refrigerators in there, you know, and people perhaps might misinterpret what it is that they're looking at. You know, if the doors open, they say, okay, free food. You know, and you have to fill in a little form. If you see big, white, shiny refrigerators, then... Do you know what I mean?
But also, well, the organizers, the owners of this NGO thing, I would call it, like, you know, they say, you know, whether living in a community or not, they can claim food from the fridge after a simple registration. But so, for example, if you forget to make breakfast for your son,
you
can just pick it up, something from the shop, and then even elderly residents living alone can also go get fresh foods and also maybe chat with the volunteers and all. But the thing is, when you're going to have such service, okay, at the doorstep, how do you control? You can't. Everything is free. I will not make breakfast. I will purposely not make breakfast and go to the shop and get free food.
You don't have to do that. You don't have to purposely not do breakfast. You can do breakfast and still go there and get some more food.
There you go. There you go.
Nobody's checking up on there. But the first two questions that came out to my mind is the shop still open though?
It is open. It opens every day. But the thing, it defeats the purpose of setting up a shop like that for needy people. If your shop is meant for less fortunate people, something needs to be done so that people who are really less fortunate can go to the shop and get free food. Instead of, you know, having random people just walking in and getting food.
All right. But you've just said yourself that you would skip breakfast and go and get free food. So
no,
it's people like you, Adeline.
For example,
I would have made
like
breakfast and go there still.
And you.
I don't even make breakfast. I don't even eat breakfast.
Go on, stamp your feet as well. Go on, okay, let's move on. Let's do something a little bit different. Okay. But yeah, you're right.
Punch your face, Richard.
I'm always right. Of course. I am going to talk to you now about the Loch Ness Monster.
Again?
I don't know why you keep saying again.
We've talked about the Loch Ness Monster.
I don't ever remember talking about the Loch Ness Monster.
It's
anyway,
your age. You can't remember.
Right. Microphone off. There we go. Right. Anyway, so I'm going to rewind now back to 1918.
A few months back that we talked about Loch Ness Monster. Right.
1918, Adeline, when you were just born. You know, it's
thanks for revealing my age.
It's okay. It's a story about during World War One, there was a submarine that came into the north of England. North of England. Scotland.
The north of England.
technically it is.
Thank you for changing history right there.
Be quiet. Off the coast of Scotland. And what they were trying to do was kind of sneak around and find little areas where perhaps the Germans could come in and get some more information and, you know, spy on the UK at that period of time. Now, the legend is that as the German commander, captain of this U-boat, which is like before submarines, but they could still submerge, came to the area, right? He said, and this is after they were caught by the British, the reason that his ship capsized is because it was attacked by a giant monster, as in
the Loch Ness Monster.
He said that the creature was so large that you could see its teeth shining in the moonlight, right? Now, just think about this for a second. You have a man who is in control of a weapon of mass destruction. You know, he's somebody trustworthy, arguably. He's been given a sense of responsibility. Yet he's telling us that him and his crew have seen a giant sea monster.
You sure that's not a submarine?
Right? With sharp pointy teeth.
No, it might be the mirror. It might be something else.
So, what happened is, for whatever reason, let's just say that it was attacked by this pretend monster. The ship listed...
pretend monster?
The
pretend
ship
monster,
listed on its side, which means that it couldn't sail properly. And then the British came along and sank the ship. Thankfully, rescuing most of the men that were on board, the ship sank. Now they've actually found that ship... on the bottom of the seabed, because they're now laying cables for the internet. But this is the whole thing about this legend of Nessie. You know, how this legend has been around for 1,500 years, and yet even to this day, people are still talking about this legend of this German captain of a U-boat who said, "I actually saw this Loch Ness monster." You know, as did most of my crew, and we were stood on the side of the boat shooting at it with our rifles.
Do you believe in Loch Ness monster?
No, of course I don't believe in the Loch Ness monster, but thousands and thousands of people do.
Well, it was a good way to shift the blame to a monster for losing out in a war.
Correct.
It's like, hey,
not just that.
We didn't lose the war. Basically, a monster helped them in the process.
Right, yeah. I'm sorry that we lost your really expensive submarine, but it's a monster's fault, my friend. It's a monster's fault.
It is.
Yeah, so there you go. Anyway, the guy who's been laying this new power cable, it's Scottish Power, have said, "The images we got back from the subsea scans are incredibly detailed, but we obviously need to be making it aware of what lies beneath because we're not entirely sure if there's a monster still swimming around." They're still making up stories about Nessie. They need tourism, right?
Of course.
Okay, moving on.
It's the only way to get tourists.
Makes you think that you might want to create your own monster back here in Malaysia, don't you think?
Time for some music.
Smarty Pants. 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 Smarty Pants.
That caught you off guard, didn't it?
Smooth.
Now, it's time for this little thing we call Smarty Pants. 30 questions, 3 minutes, answer as many as you possibly can. If you don't know the answer, just say skip, all right?
Skip, all right, cool.
Your 3 minutes start now. Phong Nha Ki Bang National Park is in which country? Cambodia or Vietnam?
Skip.
Really? Napoleon and Snowball appear in which 1945 novel? Animal Farm or War of the Worlds?
War of the Worlds.
It's the other one, dude. Which beverage was invented in the late 19th century by pharmacist John Pemberton as a medicine? Coca-Cola or Sprite?
Coca-Cola.
Correct. Whose 1988 autobiography is called Moonwalk? Was it Michael Jackson or Peebo Bryson?
Michael Jackson.
What is the Russian puzzle game where you follow the coloured blocks and slide them into the right place? Is it Tetris or Ludo?
Ludo.
It's Tetris. Oh. In the 2011 film Captain America, he is the first what? Super Soldier or Avenger?
Super Soldier.
He's the first Avenger. In the human body, what is the slight projection at the front of the throat formed by the largest cartilage of the larynx, called? Is it the Adam's apple or the Eve's pear?
The Adam's apple.
Eve's pear would be something entirely different. Yeah. A bit rude, that one. How many edges does a cube have? 8 or 12?
8.
Ooh. What is the title of the United States of America's national anthem? Oh, America or the Star-Spangled Banner?
The Star-Spangled Banner.
What type of paper changes color when testing whether a substance is acid or alkali? Litmus paper or tracing paper?
Litmus paper.
Really? You were almost going to say tracing paper?
Yeah, almost, almost.
Right then. Which is the only bird that can swim but can't fly? The mallard or the penguin?
The penguin.
A group of what animals is known as a tower? Ostriches or giraffes?
Richard.
Stop it.
Let's go with giraffe.
Correct. A caduceus is a staff with two serpents twined around it. It's associated with which profession? Medical profession or gaming?
Gaming.
Well, it is, but it's actually medical profession.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's the symbol of a doctor. What colour is the cross on the national flag of Switzerland? White or black?
White.
In human anatomy, a buccula is a double what? Chin or eyelid?
A double chin?
Correct. I love that Adeline pointed at her own chin then. Right. Helena Bonham Carter and Meatloaf appear in which 1999 film starring Brad Pitt? Is it Fight Club or Seven?
I'll see Fight Club.
Correct. Don't talk about it. Who became U.S. President Barack Obama's vice president in 2008? Was it Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden?
Bernie Sanders.
No! Joe Biden. The tragus is found in which part of the human body? The ear or the elbow?
The ear.
If you hear tapping, then no, it wasn't us. Which game for the Nintendo DS console is available in different versions featuring dogs, including Dachshunds, Chihuahuas, and Dalmatians in their titles? Is it Nintendogs or Inu Inu?
Inu Inu?
Inu Inu Laifu. No, it's Nintendogs. Great marketing there.
I'm so scared.
Which word derives from the Greek word for star and sailor, conductor or astronaut?
astronaut.
Correct. I'll give you one more question. In astronomy, the Aurora Borealis is better known by which name? The Northern Lights or the Southern Lights?
The Northern Lights.
Correct. We're out of time. We'll be right back to find out how well Flavor did after these messages. Do not go anywhere. You're listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It's That Time of Night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Jones.
This is...
And I'm Flavor right here.
So just before the break, we had... well, there weren't an awful lot of dings, were there?
Pretty much.
There was like lots of ants and...
He
was nervous though, right?
Come
you were nervous.
I was very nervous.
Why?
Because of you.
I was like, oh my God.
You gave out the gloomy vibes.
No, he's used to a competitive environment, surely, right?
Yeah.
Right?
But there wasn't no competition to begin with.
The multiple choice is the competition. Anyway, if you've been listening through the show, of course, we have been talking to Flavor about Dota 2 and eSports and a whole bunch of other stuff. In between that, though, we've been telling you we have a giveaway. We are giving away stuff from our friends over at My Burger Lab. It's two single patty sets.
That's right. And the question is, there's a Pokemon hidden inside My Burger Lab menu. What's that Pokemon? Send your name and your IC number to 016201 9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win Burger Lab stuff.
Right, okay.
That's a good way to put it.
Nice. Let's go through some of the questions that he got wrong to find out how well he scored.
Right, the first one. Phong Nha Ke Bang National Park is in which country? Is Vietnam. Napoleon and Snowball appear in which 1945 novel? Is Animal Farm. What is the Russian puzzle game where you follow the colored blocks and slide them into the right place? Is Tetris. How many edges does a cube have? Is 12. Which game for the Nintendo DS console is available in different versions featuring dogs such as Dachshunds, Chihuahuas, and Dalmatians in their titles? Is Nintendogs.
I didn't know that. I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of that either.
Now we learn something new.
Right, let's have a drum roll, please.
Alright guys, ladies and gentlemen, Flavor Farouk scored 13 points!
Yay! It's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
Wait, out of how much?
That's 21 questions.
Okay, so I got 8 wrong.
Yeah. I mean, high score's 29, low score's 1.
Wow, alright.
Yeah, but you know, it all depends on how fast I read as well, so I can kind of tame
yeah,
it
just
like
blame
that,
it yeah. all on Richard.
Yeah, and if somebody writes really strange questions, like what was that national park called, Adeline?
Oh, it is called... Oh, you can't pronounce it, right?
Right.
Phong Nha Ke Bang.
Of course it was, yeah.
Of course right. I got that one wrong.
Right. Now,
Flavor,
when are we going to be able to hear you casting again? When are you... Is it a regular thing? Is it a weekly thing? A daily thing? A monthly thing? When?
It's going to come up very, very soon. It hasn't been announced yet, so I can't tell much. Like, right now, I've been very occupied with my studies as well.
Right.
In case you do not know, I'm still doing my studies.
Okay.
So I haven't been casting much. But you get to see me very, very soon.
And they can follow you on Twitter at FarFlavor, right?
Yeah, at FlavorDota.
Oh, FlavorDota. Okay, yeah. There you go. Folks, we've been asking a question all the way through the show. The question was...
There's a Pokemon hidden inside the My Burger Lab menu. Now, who's that Pokemon?
It is Bulbasaur. If you've been answering that correctly, you may well be hearing from us at the end of the show. Now, as usual, Flavor, what we do is we throw out some facts, you know, but drop a bit of knowledge right. at the end of the show.
I need them.
Right. So I know Adeline has three facts, of which I could steal all three if I wanted to right now, but okay. I'm going to give my own. Adeline, do you want to go first, though?
Do you have your own?
I do.
You have your own?
I do.
So do you want to go first?
The original one that I wanted to do, which I'm guessing that you might do now, is that those who wear nothing in bed are more content in their relationships than those who cover up, according to a poll. But I'm not going to do that one.
Okay.
You just read my
I know
fact.
I did. I know.
Okay.
I kind of guessed which one you might do. Mine is that the notorious Roman Emperor Nero was also a wannabe musician. So what he did is he employed 5,000 knights and soldiers to follow him around. And whenever he played on his lyre, which is like a harp, he got them to clap along and say, yes, you're so good.
Oh, really?
He had his own audience. Yeah.
This is a fact.
It's a fact.
It's a fact.
Paid for audience. So, Adeline, what's your fact for the day?
You told my fact.
But you have two more.
Oh, come on.
Come on. Give the other two. Come on.
So by the Middle Ages, black pepper had become a luxury item, so expensive that it was used to pay rent and taxes.
And the other one?
Dolphins and whales squeal to express delight.
Wonderful. Flavor, thank you very much for coming on the show. Absolute pleasure
Thanks
to have
coming.
You. Thank you so much for having me as well.
All right, you have been listening to That Time of Night. It is time for us to wrap up. Good night, everybody. We will be back, of course, from deepest, darkest, Bandar Dharma. Say goodnight.
Good night, all.
Good night, all.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.